New Age has a big attraction on some Western entrepreneurs these days, I find. They pose as gurus and make big bucks, promising their methods will heal phobias, depression, and teach ways to become rich and successful without any real effort. Meanwhile, their companies profit the most, yet naturally this is never shared among the success stories listed on their website. It might well be I'm jealous. All the personal development I've been involved in over the years never made me rich. In fact, loads of what I do is unpaid voluntary work, which sometimes frustrates me because I feel entitled to be rich too. Having said that, however, at the same time, I regard designer clothes, all-inclusive holidays, extravagant houses, and especially ridiculously expensive watches, the epiphany of decadency that should be emanated from this world to make it a better place. Oh yeah, and cars, to me, are means of transportation that require three pedals. In truth, the ambition to be rich and successful is wasted on me. When I'm true to myself, true to my soul, I have to admit most of my actions and activities are based on the need to heal myself rather than others. I simply share my finds along the way. But while on my path, I've often been very disappointed in the quick fixes offered in the big business of healing. I find they resemble diets. Healing is something you do over time, with loads of thorough dedication and practice, rather than consuming fast food solutions, seeking quick and easy ways to get rid of problems. Taking a pill for the headache without wanting to explore what causes the headache offers short-lived cures. The mistake we often make, myself included, is that we think we can put certain techniques to good use to cure whatever it is we lack in life, meanwhile continuing to live in coherence with that same lack. Like doing a yoga class once a week, preferably a trendy one that offers quick results while spending the rest of the week living a stressful lifestyle. Naturally, one should seek a solution when living a stressful life, and I definitely don't want to put my fellow yoga teachers out of their good work, and yes, at least doing something about it is a good thing. But curiously enough, 1 hour a week of yoga will only point out the stress of the rest of the week even more. Some summarized food for thought. To read the full version of this blog, go to energycounseling.nl and choose the Catch 22 of Quick Fix Healing. This is Ingrid Schippers for Dutch Buzz.